Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my real country for another week. Now, before we get into what's on the show, you can call me anytime, day or night, on our request line, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, on the show this week, we find out about Justin Moore's brand new album. We also share some unique and new Carrie Underwood news. And we've got our own special tribute to Slim Dusty. Not to mention tunes from Keith Urban, Jane Denham and Shannon Knoll, and something new from Luke O'Shea. Now, to kickstart Real Country in style, of course, in the words of a man that has a far better beard than mine, Zac Brown, let's just jump right in.
And the wicked is a churn as the southern wind sings again a night of lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, or lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again a night of lullaby. Place the locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountains. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in or lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again a night of lullaby. La 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 la. If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by and jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You could jump right in or lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again and I.
That was star maker winner Kaylee Bell with the title track from her album Heart First. Earlier this year, the 2013 Golden Guitar winner for Heritage Song of the Year went to first-time recipient Luke O'Shea, shining long overdue attention on a great, poetic singer-songwriter. He's recognised for his uniquely Australian sound, writing not only of personal experience, but also of characters met and stories told. Off the back of his highly successful album, The Drover's Wife, is this, the first single off Luke O'Shea's yet-to-be-released album. This single is a story of a remarkable Australian woman, Joy McKean, summed up beautifully in verse. This is Luke O'Shea, Lady of the Land, on Real Country.
I am the lady of the land. I've been there and back again. Been down some long and winding roads, but with him I was always home. My father was a teacher man. My mother helped Mary Magdalene. But with my sister we would go sing our songs in a traveling show. With the stars in our eyes and the songs in our hearts, on a melody trail where the love did start, I met up with the fella who was wild and free, a twisted branch on the family tree. But now the fun had just begun when we wed in 51. Though there was laughter, there were trials as we'd walked that country mile. Well, around and around and around we'd go, singing to the faces sitting in the front rows, rodeos, festivals, and old town halls, driving down the roads we'd never been before, in caravans and motels moving on. When we had the children, they came along, and we sang about the people, and we sang about the land, so people in the cities, they could understand how much we love this country, how I love it still. Traveled so far, and I always will. And in the summer of 73, the first guitar they gave to me, I never knew just how far I'd roam from where the frangipanis grow. They called me the Grand Lady of the Land. Well, I've been there and back again, been down some long and winding roads, but with him I was always home. I've been down long and winding roads, but with Slim I was always home.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, g'day. It's Colin Buchanan here, and I'm standing right in the epicentre of Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and it's unbelievable.
Waltzing Matilda with me.
BehindTheWheel.com.au is not only your favourite destination for the latest car news and reviews, but now you can shop online. Just go to BehindTheWheel.com.au and click on Our Shop, and you'll have access to thousands of car-related products. Whether it's something for your engine or your iPod, you'll find it at the Behind the Wheel shop. So next time you're looking for a review, why not look for a bargain too? Head to behindthewheel.com.au.
If you think finance providers are all the same, well, you obviously haven't dealt with Go Car Loans. Go Car Loans specialises in customer service, and that makes all the difference. With Go Car Loans, you'll receive personal service tailored to your individual needs, with a focus being on getting exactly the right loan to suit your circumstances. So whether it's time to trade in, trade up, or refinance, make sure you talk to Go Car Loans first. They have consultants available for you 7 days a week on 1300 884 075. Or apply online at gocarloans.com.au. Go Car Loans. They'll give you the green light.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you. Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, visit realcountrymix.com. Still to come, a new track and chat with Justin Moore and some Carrie Underwood news that I just can't shut my Von Trapp about. September 19, 2013 marks the 10th anniversary of the passing of much-loved Australian country music icon Slim Dusty. I caught up with veteran broadcaster Nick Irby to hear his memories of Slim Dusty.
Thank you, Ben. Really, really interesting week, hasn't it been, with all the talk about Slim Dusty? It's just been extraordinary.
It's been 10 years. Unfortunately, I didn't get the opportunity to meet him. My relationship with Slim is only through his music and the stories that are told to me by people like yourself that have spent some time with him. So what was Slim like?
Slim was, you took Slim as he was. He was a very ordinary bloke who was put into a position which had a level of uncomfortableness about it with him. Being a star didn't suit him, but he also was a private, shy person who couldn't handle a lot of the pressures of the adulation of all the people wanting to get a piece of him. He really just shied away. But when you got to know him away from the crowds, he was very much an ordinary bloke, very interested in a lot of things, and very passionately Australian, without being silly about it. It was just a relationship he had based on his love affair with the people around and with the fact that he loved travelling the country.
Slim's love of travel and Australia comes through in a lot of his music, but the thing that really blows me away is that even after so long, Slim's music still has such a great influence on the country music that we listen to today.
If you go back to When the Rain Tumbles Down in July, that is 1946. Slim's not 20, and yet that song resonates today. It is just an amazing song, an amazing collection of words, which is there for all of us to create our own word picture of and get something out of. And so many of Slim's songs were like that. They were word pictures of the things he saw around him. And then when he started to feel that people wanted to know about him, he was able to express his own feelings about where he came from in a lot of the songs, which reflect back to his days on the farm.
One of the other things that I think is interesting to note is there's a whole myriad of tributes at the moment that are floating around for Slim, but that wasn't just after his passing that that happened.
No, and this is one of the truly great things to know that he knew how much he was appreciated. And the ones towards the end of his life, when 2000 came along and he got that incredible concert in Tamworth when they opened the entertainment centre, the hats off the concert with everybody there paying tribute to him, that incredible night in Sydney, which was to launch the 100th album, which turned out to be Slim appearing on This Is Your Life, and all the tributes that flowed there. And then subsequently, there were a lot of things that were written and done at that time in the mainstream press, which started to analyse Slim for the iconic figure that he was. So when he did die and people were starting to pay tribute to Slim It wasn't anything new. It wasn't seen as a rush of tributes. It was just something that was going forward.
Thank you so much for your time, Nick.
Pleasure, Ben.
It's a very unusual name where the two words flow very well together. They flow well together. I've been up through the South Pacific, all up through the Solomons and parts of New Guinea, where some of the people were having trouble reading English. But when the name Slim Dusty goes up in print, it's very easily recognised and remembered. And I think it's a name that sinks into people's minds. As a kid, the great lettering of the great words Tex Morton seemed to sink into my mind as a very flamboyant, which he was, a very flamboyant character. And I think the name Slim Dusty sort of stands out in print. So I think that's been a big help. Slim Dusty walked on stage, not David Gordon Kirkpatrick. And all through the career, that's the way it's been.
I'm a singer from down under, and it isn't any wonder that I like a can or two of Tui's old. I sung my way about from the bush to the opera house, and tomorrow's just another town to show. Bush ballads are my line, oh, I sing them all the time, stories of our people and our land. Spent a lot of time at home, 'cause I was country born, and that's helped me such a lot to understand. Hey, I'm a singer from down under on the move. Oh, I like the life I'm living, given under skies of blue. May the Southern Cross in freedom ever shine. My song is for Australia every time. The neighbors thought me crazy, 'cause I dreamed about a life of traveling round. A dream that made me move seemed a natural thing to do, so at 21 I finally left the land. Some said 'twas rather risky, but I married in the 50s, and in 1954 we hit the road. We went out for a 3 month trial, but that Cajun country mile has forever since just kept us on the go. Hey, I'm a singer from down under on the moon. Oh, I like the life I'm living, given under skies of blue. May the Southern Cross in freedom ever shine. My song is for Australia every time, my friend. My song is for Australia every night.
When Joy and I hit the road in 54, it was a bit of a gamble because I was known on record, but I wasn't an over big name, but I must have been more popular than what I thought I was. You know, we took a gamble. Anne was only 2 years old, so we decided to have a go, and I'm just so glad we did. Instead of staying home, staying in the building trade. I like this kind of life. I feel very sad for people who go into a career or into a profession and realise that they don't like it and they get stuck there. I think that's terrible. And my advice, if you can get out of it and try something else that you may like. In any way of life, if you're not happy, well, try and change it and do something that you do enjoy doing. Because Joy and I have worked very hard and it's been very tough, but we've always enjoyed doing what we do. We enjoy music and we enjoy travelling. And seeing Australia. We've seen all of Australia. We never tire of seeing Australia. We've been overseas many times, but we're always glad to get back to Australia. We've got a lot of friends in Alice Springs. It's a bit refreshing to go out to Alice Springs because you know that you're right in the centre of this big place. And Queensland has been good to us. New South. Tassie's a very friendly place. We've got some great fishing mates there. I think that's what attracts me to Tassie. But it's being on the move. Yeah, I like being on the move.
Sing about the things I see around me, the beauty of Australia that surrounds me. I sing new songs about the sunburned land, especially for the ones who understand. I sing about the people that I know, and a song about the places where I go. When I sing about the beauty that astounds me, oh, I'm just singing about the things I see around me. I sing about a ringer they call Trum, how the man from Snowy River wheeled a Brumby. I sing of towns a thousand miles from here, and the poor old pub that ran right out of beer. Oh, I sing about the folk who battle drought in that hard, dry country further out. When I sing about their courage that astounds me, oh, I'm just singing about the folk I see around me, yeah. I sing about the old retired drover and the transport men whose trucking days are over. I sing about folk of the Golden Mile and the people who are living Anthill style. I sing about the hardships and the strife the battling man must suffer in this life. When I tell you all their stories that astound you, I'm just talking about the folk you see around you. I sing about the things I see around me, the beauty of Australia that surrounds me. I sing you songs about this sunburnt land, especially for the ones who understand. I sing about the people that I know, and a song about the places where I go. When I sing about the beauty that astounds me, oh, I'm just singing about the things I see around me. Oh, I'm just singing about things I see around me, yeah.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
That was Slim Dusty with The Things I See Around Me, and before that, Singer from Down Under, both available on the album The Son of Noisy Dan, out now. And another thank you to Nick Irby from CMR for some of the audio and his personal view on one of Australia's great country musicians, Slim Dusty. Now, while we're talking about Slim Dusty, be sure to visit www.theslimdustycentre.com.au to see how you can help make that a reality. On now to Mr. and Mrs. O'Shea and their top track, Be With You Tonight. Here it is on Real Country.
It takes a lot to make me cry, but I can't help myself tonight. I play old messages to hear your voice. It's all I have, I got no choice.
Too tired to sleep, too drunk to drive. I can't get you off my mind. How did we let us get so far apart? It shouldn't be this hard.
I just wanna be with you tonight.
Do you love country? Well, if you really love country, then you'd already be a subscriber to our Real Country podcast. And you'd be enjoying the Real Country shows, plus interviews and other bonus content, all absolutely free. But if you're not a subscriber and you're kind of feeling a little bit left out right now, never fear. We'd love to have you on board and we would welcome you with open arms. Simply search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country on iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. Click download and subscribe and you're done. It's easy, it's free, and you will never miss an episode of Real Country ever again. Still to come on the show, my chat with Justin Moore about the naming of his new album, Carrie Underwood News, and everybody's favourite, Social Country, right after the break on Real Country.
Hey guys, this is Liam Brew. You're hanging out with my good mate. This is Ben Sorensen's Real Country. I should have run faster than a bullet shot out in the heat of the fight. Faster than a race car trying to get to the finish line.
$10 free is pretty good, but what if you turned that $10 into $20 or $30, or better yet, even more, if you invested it right? Imagine earning up to 2% daily, not per annum like the banks, and all you have to do is click three times, anytime, anywhere you have an internet connection. It really is so simple that we have a 98% success rate. To find out more and to claim your $10 risk-free trial, simply go to ProfitClickNow.com. That's ProfitClickNow.com to claim your free $10.
It stands to reason that the best place to sell your car is where the buyers are, at carsguide.com.au. So, if it's time to say goodbye to your vehicle, you now know exactly where to head. It's quick and easy. Just get a free online ad for your car at carsguide.com.au or find even more potential buyers by choosing a print and online listing. Better still, as soon as you list your car, your ad will be emailed directly to buyers who are actively looking for your particular make and model. How good is that? All you need to do to get your car sold is visit carsguide.com.au, because the best place to sell your car is where the buyers are.
This is Jane Denham, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen with Real Country.
And sometimes in the night, you might hear from afar the youths of Kevin Leroy still racing around the stars. Feral Ken, General Leroy.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, visit realcountrymix.com. Now, my favourite, absolute favourite time of the entire show is Social Country. It is your chance to tell me what you're loving, what you want to hear on the show. How do you do that, I hear you ask? Well, social media has equipped us with some wonderful tools. You can leave me a message on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/realcountry. You can leave us a tweet on Twitter at Real Country Mix. You can call our request line anytime, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Or if that's all too much, you can send us an email and get all the details on our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, Glenda on Facebook is absolutely loving this album by a guy called Keith Urban. Fuse is what it is called. It is simply brilliant. If you can get your hands on a copy, definitely do so. Download it on iTunes. And the song that I'm loving most still is the first single from that album, Little Bit of Everything. It is absolutely brilliant. Great taste in country music, Glenda. Well done. Anyway, this is Keith Urban from the album Fuse, Little Bit of Everything.
I wish I could take a cab down to the creek and hang a disco ball from an old oak tree. Smoke and drink once in a while, somehow it'd be good for me. I want a cool chick that'll cook for me, but it'll dance on the bar in her tan bare feet and do what I want when I want. She'll do it with me. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything.
good for me. Don't need a ranch or a big piece of land, but I like to get a little bit of dirt on my hands. A big old couch and a big old room still feels lonely when it's just you. Yes, it does. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song and get my groove on. Pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, no. Of nothing, I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, know that I don't need a whole lot of anything, I just want a little bit of everything.
Now, once again, if you want to get in contact with me and let me know what you're listening to and what you're loving and what you want to hear as part of Social Country on Real Country, it's easy. Facebook.com/Real Country. Leave us a message or a post there. You can also get us on Twitter at Real Country Mix. You can call our request line 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Or shoot us an email via our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, I've had quite a few requests on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and on email for this one track. It is from the renegade herself, Jane Denham, but this track features Shannon Knoll as well. Now, they're good mates, and they've done a great job on this song, Beyond These City Lights.
Seen them turn, leave you blinded and burned, make you wonder why you came. There's a light that's always on in a place that you come from. Sometimes it feels so far away. Yeah. What a way to go to find who you are got left behind, lost along.
Lost along the road.
don't forget, we have a thriving Facebook page that is definitely worth a like. Facebook.com/Real Country. There and only there, we post many of our stellar video clips from this week's show, pictures of my adventures in the big world out there, and a whole heap more. You can check it out and most of all join in the country conversation at Facebook.com/Real Country. After the break, we hear from an American country music singer and songwriter that has charted 8 times in the USA with singles like Small Town USA, If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away, Blackwoods, and Till My Last Day. He just released his 3rd album, and we hear how he chose the name. And we also play the first single off said album. Who is it? Find out right after this on Real Country.
I took for granted.
G'day guys, this is John Lynham and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news, read motorcycle reviews and news, and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Having a web presence doesn't need to be hard work. Many individuals and businesses find it frustrating when even simple changes to their website cost them a fortune and become major headaches. Fortunately, there's a really easy, cost-effective, and very professional alternative now available. The team at Coops Consulting can not only help you achieve the website you want, they can also get you into the world of social media. So don't delay, get Coops Consulting on the job. Visit coops.com.au, that's COOPZ.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, check it out, realcountrymix.com. Now, did you work out who I was talking about before the break? American country music singer and songwriter. He's charted 8 times in the USA with #1 singles like Small Town USA, If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away, Blackwoods, Until My Last Day. He just released his 3rd album, and we get to hear how he chose the name. And I'm going to play his first single. Who am I talking about? It is indeed Justin Moore. And he has just released this great new album, Off the Beaten Path, signaling a true musical evolution for him. As we find out from Justin, the naming of the album was a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of where the title came from. Because even after I cut the record, I didn't know what the heck to call it. And I'm banging my head against the wall, and I'm going, what in the world am I going to call this now? And then it just kind of came to me, Off the Beaten Path. And literally, that's where I love to be, hunting, fishing, outdoors, all that stuff. But metaphorically, I thought, well, that kind of makes sense, you know. And it is. Some of it is a little bit of a departure for me. And some of the beats, I was adamant. I will never put a loop in any of my songs ever. I'm not doing it. And, of course, I did it. But they're subtle, and they're not in your face. And I think it added a new element that it sounds a little fresher than what we've done in the past. And I'm really, really excited about it.
Small town Friday night, red light running, good time chasing. Guess I've earned this reputation. Probably never shake it, but that's alright. I got a rough side, a wild side, at least a country mile wide, a fighting side after a few. If they want to see my sweet side, my soft side, my best side, I just point at you. Yeah, point at you.
just what it is. It's got me all tore up like this. Your kiss done melted down this heart of stone. I still like to get a little crazy, but something about your loving baby breaks me down and makes me want to haul ass home. I got a rough side, a white side, at least a country mile wide, a fighting side after a few. If they want to see my sweet side, my soft side, my best side,
Point at You, the first single off Justin Moore's album Off the Beaten Path. Definitely get your hands on that. Now, circulating the internet is an interesting poster of one Carrie Underwood, and the media just can't keep their Von Trapp shut about it. It's Carrie Underwood as we have never seen her before, filling the incredibly big shoes previously filled by now Dame Julie Andrews in US network NBC's live television event, The Sound of Music. It's a really interesting concept where they do The Sound of Music live on TV, and Carrie Underwood is the star of the show. A massive task that only a country music star like Carrie Underwood could pull off. It's airing live on NBC December 5 and no doubt on the internet shortly after for the rest of us. In the meantime, let us enjoy her latest single. This is Carrie Underwood. See you again.
Goodbye, turned around, and you were gone, gone. this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Yeah, yeah. I'll see you again. Oh, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Oh, till I see you again. Oh, 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 till I see you again. Till I see you again. Yeah, yeah. Oh, till I see you again. Said goodbye, turned around, and you were gone, gone, gone.
We'll be posting the poster, which is kind of funny when you think about it, and the full story of Carrie Underwood in The Sound of Music on our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. That is me done for the week, and as I mentioned before, we'd love you to continue the country conversation with us on social media, facebook.com/realcountry, or on Twitter at realcountrymix. We're also on Google Plus. And of course, all details, including how to download our podcast, are available on our website, realcountrymix.com. Have a super week, and I'll see you at the same time on the same station next week for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
If you're a sports lover, and let's face it, everyone loves sport, there's one website you need to remember, sportstalkradio.com.au. Our team of sports experts have the latest news, opinions, results and previews from Australia and around the world, covering every sport you can think of, except curling. We don't know anything about that. For curling, use a search engine. For everything else in the world of sport, head to sportstalkradio.com.au.
Find your next car faster, on your mobile, on the go, with carsguide.com.au. Carsguide.com.au's new mobile site is now even easier to navigate on your mobile, and that means you can search for and find exactly what you're looking for, no stress. And with over 150,000 vehicles for sale, you're sure to find exactly what you want on your mobile, easily and quickly, at carsguide.com.au.